So there you were, a competitive athlete in a number of sports, who is given this diagnosis, IgA nephropathy. What did those words even mean to you? You were a young man.
I was 41 at the time. When we first met with the nephrologist that gave us the test results, he said, you know, in a few years down the road, you may need a transplant. And my wife's and mine jaws just dropped. I mean, it just didn't make sense. And didn't know what to make of it because I was otherwise so healthy. I really didn't know what to expect. You know, I looked up what I could. I could see that there were some treatments, but no real cure to speak of. I was hoping I could suspend it indefinitely, but the symptoms I had were getting worse over time.
What were the symptoms that were bothering you?
Well, initially it was just leg cramps. And quite honestly, if I hadn't been cycling, I wouldn't have noticed this for a good while. As time went on, one of the things you deal with kidney disease is anemia. So I was becoming anemic. I was becoming very, very tired very quickly.
And that message from your physician that in the future you're going to get a kidney transplant, that must have really taken you and your wife by surprise.
Oh, absolutely. And in my mind, that was the final destination to be avoided. I want to do everything in my power to sustain whatever level of health I had and avoid a transplant. In retrospect, I shouldn't have been so fearful.
But I think most people who are told you're going to need a kidney transplant have a certain amount of fear and trepidation. It's an unusual thing to be told, especially if you're told that eventuality almost at the first time you meet a kidney doctor.
Oh, that's true. And for me, I knew so little about it. I had no idea what to expect either of the surgery or what might follow. So really, it was fear of the unknown.